News Talk 1620 WTAW. Next month, we'll be resuming our interviews during the 5 p.m. news hour with officials and representatives of United Way of the Brazos Valley for the 2015 campaign. 2014 campaign was so successful that additional funding was sent to 20 member agencies. That announcement made this week. And here's more information about that distribution from the United Way of the Brazos Valley's Vice President for Community Impact, Lindsay LeBlanc.
Super exciting news that in year three of our current grant cycle, we are actually able to increase our grants to our partner agencies, a 24% increase from year two. So we're putting $422,000 back into our partner agencies, up from about $340,000 last year. And so we're excited about that, excited about an awesome campaign and ability to do that and to be able to put more into the community.
I'm going to have you back up just a little bit for those who are not familiar with the funding cycle for the 20 agencies. You've made references to a three-year funding cycle.
Yes. So in 2013, we funded 20 partner agencies through our grant review process. So we use community volunteers that review in panels a set amount of applications. And so from those reviews, from those volunteer recommendations, we awarded 20 organizations a three-year grant cycle. So each of our fiscal years for the next 3 years starting in 2013, they receive annual amounts. And so this year is year three of that, so we're wrapping up that grant cycle. We'll launch a new request for proposal, a new grant process, actually in 2016 as we move forward into our next fiscal year.
And then catching up with what you said at the outset, in years one and two, the combined total is $340,000. This new fiscal year goes up to sharing $422,000.
Yes. So we put out over $340,000 in year one and year two. So each year received $340,000, and then this year $422,000 and some change.
And the planning is underway. In fact, I noticed that the Paysetter campaign has already started for 2015, and I'm sure what happened this past campaign has provided ample momentum to match and perhaps even exceed the 2014 total coming up in 2015.
Yes, we're very hopeful that we'll exceed our last year's campaign and that we're going to do great things again in FY16 as we move into our next campaign. Campaign officially starts September 1. We already have some of those campaigns started. A few corporations are already underway as they go through their annual process, and then we'll kind of hit the ground running. We've got LE training coming up July 29th, so another exciting opportunity for volunteers to get involved with United Way and be able to give back through campaign and give back to their companies as well, since it's very tied into their company as well as United Way.
Who will be involved in that training at the end of the month, and if somebody's interested, how can they contact you?
So United Way leads that training, and then we're partnering with a few different people to kind of get it underway. We've got a few board members and the Commandant of the Corps. He's helping us out with a location and some fun stuff going on and planning actually today on that. And so they can call our office if they're interested in volunteering. It's 979-696-4483, and they can ask for Alicia.
And is this the same thing as I think it's called the shared executives, where there's another opportunity, where it's the same opportunity for others to help during the campaign?
It is. It's the same. It's loaned executives, so it's business individuals, employees of companies, or leaders of company, really anyone that's interested in giving back. They go out and they're assigned a corporate account or multiple accounts of potential campaigns. And so they coordinate those, they do the campaign rallies, they get super involved in those campaigns and help kind of boost the donations.
Anything else that I've missed about the announcement of the distribution or how folks can start participating for the 2015 campaign?
One thing we really want the community to know is that 80% of our total community campaign dollars are going back into the Brazos Valley. So not only do we put out that $422,000 through our partner agencies, but we also have internal investment initiatives like 211 Texas, Financial Stability, Volunteer Brazos Valley, and Youth Leadership Cabinet. And so they receive also 20% of that campaign dollar. And so we want everyone to know that 80% of those funds are getting reinvested into the Brazos Valley.
Thanks again to Lindsay LeBlanc of United Way of the Brazos Valley for giving us the update on how your contributions from last year have now been distributed to 20 member agencies. A reminder that our interviews with representatives of those agencies and United Way officials are going to resume for the 2015 campaign next month. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.